Well, Halloween is upon us. So there's some really creepy facts out there that once I tell them to you, you will never be able to unknow.
Okay.
These really creepy facts. How about this? Chainsaws were originally invented for childbirth.
What?
Yes. They're originally invented for helping with childbirth. So before C-sections, if a baby was too large to pass through the birth canal, parts of the pelvis would be removed with a chainsaw.
Oh, how great is that?
Not great.
Scare the baby right out of you. There's the baby right there.
That's a good point. You don't even have to do anything. You just start the chainsaw and the baby just comes flying out.
Yeah. Right there, right against the wall. There's the baby. Out. Done.
Here's a scary fact. Right now, as we sit here in this very moment, it is estimated that there are around 25 to 50 active serial killers right now in the United States.
How many people do you have to kill to be a serial killer?
I'm glad you asked because there is an answer.
Okay.
You have to kill more than three.
Okay.
And it has to be over a period of time. Otherwise, it's a spree killing. Okay, so if I walk into a crowded theater of some kind with a gun and I shoot and I kill 200 people, I'm not a serial killer, I'm a spree killer.
You're a wacko.
I'm a wacko, mm-hmm. Yeah. A serial killer kills people over a period of time. It has to be more than three.
This story is doing nothing good for you staying at home by yourself.
I know, right?
Because you think somebody always is going to break in and kill you.
Here's something I don't even need to worry about anybody breaking in because this is already in the, it's in the house. You have a bunch of microscopic parasites on your eyelashes called Demodex. They're in the pores of your face. They're on your eyelashes. They come out at night to lay eggs and eat the oil on your face.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I need somebody to eat the oil off my face, so that's good.
These are scary facts that you might not know are true, but they are true. Every one of these is true. How about this one? The last use of a guillotine in France. Remember they used to kill people by chopping off their heads?
Uh-huh.
That feels like something they did in the, 1800s?
Yeah, 1600s. 16, 17, yeah.
The last use of a guillotine was the same year as the first Star Wars movie, 1977.
Really?
It was that recent. How about this one? During the Victorian era, it was not uncommon for families to take pictures with recently deceased relatives. It was done as one final moment with that person to honor them. And here's what's really interesting about it. So during the Victorian era, the cameras weren't great. So whenever they took a picture, it was kind of blurry, except the dead person. The dead person was always crystal clear because they're the only ones that weren't moving.
Because you had to sit, you had to stand still for like 10 minutes.
That's right. So what you get is you get family standing there. Everyone's a little bit blurry except for one person, the dead person.
Italians now are the only people that take pictures of dead bodies. Every time you go to one of my Italian relatives' house, there's a photo of one of our relatives in the casket.
Get out!
They take photos of that.
Well, it's one thing to take a photo. It's something else to put it up and display it.
They frame it. And you're looking through the photo album. And you're, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't need to see that.
Right. That is creepy. There's creepy for you. Dogs like squeaky toys because they sound like small animals being crushed.
Mm-hmm. I know that. Like they're killing a squirrel.
Yeah. That is creepy. If you feed a human body to pigs, it'll cause them to eat almost anything.
That's what they did in Deadwood. That's what they did in Deadwood. They fed it to Woo's pigs.
Right.
When they killed somebody.
Spurgeon. Yeah, they would throw the pigs in there. You're right.
Right.
Okay, Ted Bundy, a serial killer,
mm-hmm.
used to work for a suicide prevention hotline.
Did he really?
Yeah, that is really creepy.
Mr. Bundy?
Yes?
I'm thinking about killing myself.
Okay. Could you come over to my house tonight at 3 and we'll discuss it?
Okay, Mr. Bundy, that sounds great.
I'll make coffee.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll be right over there, Mr. Bundy.
Yeah, so he just invited people over to his house.
So you know those hippies running around wearing patchouli?
Yes.
Patchouli was originally concocted and made to cover up the smell of decaying flesh during the Black Plague.
I believe that. Still smells like that.
Still smells like that, uh-huh. Yeah, because still smells like rotting hippie. And finally, when CNN first signed on in 1980, they recorded a band playing a hymn that they were meant to play at the end of the world. It was hidden from the public for 35 years. It was like a death song.
So they had something on a cart ready to go at any moment. They could just hit play and it'd be the end of the world.
That's right.
It'd be this.
Pretty much.
This will conclude our broadcast forever.
We no longer care who you vote for. Thank you for watching. Of all the things you could, instead of hugging your loved ones, thank you for watching CNN.
I want to say fuck you to every single one of you. You. And the whole time, we could see you at home through the camera. You thought we couldn't. Now I'm going to tell you we could.
Mr. Anderson, the end of the world was a hoax. It's no longer the end of the world.
Oh, I just told all my viewers that I'm straight the whole time. They had no idea. Oh, now I got.